So welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online on your computers at npr.org. So back in the early days of the BPP, decades and decades ago, we did the most telegraphed stories. You know, stagecoach fires, hilarious bow and arrow mishaps, whatever people were telegraphing about. Nowadays, in modern times, we got us the internet. And we do the most. Caitlin, you're up.
Well, I actually have a very modern story for you this morning. It's a story about a virus that's infecting digital picture frames. It is the most read from the San Francisco Chronicle.
Okay.
And it's about this virus that's infecting digital photo frames. It recognizes and blocks antivirus protection for more than 100 security vendors, as well as security and firewall built into Microsoft Windows. It downloads files from remote locations and hides files, which it names randomly. It spreads itself by hiding on the photo frames and any other portable storage device. Basically, this thing is nasty. And it's everywhere.
And it's got an attitude, sounds like.
Yeah, it's serious business. Initial reports of it came out from people who bought these frames over the holidays from Sam's Club and Best Buy. And now other people who bought frames sold at Target and Costco are also reporting similar problems. So they're trying to figure out what it is, but the bottom line right now is just, you know, be careful. Try to protect yourself as much as you can. Update your antivirus software.
Technology kills. Just use a picture frame. What's a problem?
But a digital picture frame is so cool. I have one at home, and it's so nice because you get tired of looking at the same pictures all the time. Just have it on rotation.
You can put like
20 or 30
pictures in.
It's really cool.
Dan.
That's cool, I guess.
Go back
Dan.
To 1980.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. The 80s. Yeah, Dan.
We got a most emailed here from Yahoo News via the Christian Science Monitor. It's about a day that was celebrated yesterday in Japan, kind of like Valentine's Day. It was in the town of Tsumagoi, 90 miles northwest of the capital of Tokyo. And it was Shout Your Love from the Middle of a Cabbage Patch Day.
Why not?
Exactly.
Very popular holiday.
Well, no, it's huge, clearly. And apparently, all these men line up with their women across from them. Their wives, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
And, they're women folk.
They grab him by the hair and drag him to the cabin.
Then they
do-si-do.
And it's all put together by this guy who founded a thing called the Devoted Husband Organization. His goal is to help improve Japan's troubled approach to marriage.
Oh, yes, I remember this
often
story.
Regarded more as a status than as a relationship, by teaching men to appreciate their wives and express their feelings. So these men shout, "I love you," to their wives in public in front of all these other people, or "thank you" to their wives. And some of them are saying it to their wives for the first time. This is not a thing that is said between husbands and wives so frequently in Japan.
Most of the spouses, anyway.
Right, especially not publicly, but some are saying it for the first
or
time
even privately,
at all.
Yeah,
it doesn't get thrown around a lot.
Right. So most of the spouses stood in the field watching. Some were in tears.
Aww.
So it was a very emotional day. Shout Your Love from the Middle of a Cabbage Patch Day.
Someday they'll have cabbage patch kids.
That's right. I was going to go there, but I resisted the temptation.
I'm like, what? Ian, you bring us back to the United States?
Yes, sort of, to Vegas. This is the most emailed from the Las Vegas Sun, and I brought this up because it kind of made me angry. This article is called "We're Not That Fat," and it's kind of a commentary taking issue with Men's Fitness, which called Vegas the fattest metropolis in America. And this article lists all sorts of reasons that's not actually true, some of them very interesting, but the first one... They're like, look, no, the fattest place in the world is, they call it America's Feedlot, the intersection of West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio, my hometown. And
do you take issue with this?
Well, I mean, you guys, now that we're on video, you guys can see I'm a house. You know? Clearly, I'm an example.
He's a brick house.
Yeah, you know, we're
America's
trying down there.
Feedlot, that's right.
I know. Listen to what he says here. There is a skinny maybe there is a skinny metropolitan statistical area inside the Huntington-Ashland area, that's in West Virginia, but if so, it's wedged between a pair of its molars. They're saying we eat skinny people. We don't eat skinny people.
You are a skinny person.
And I
know. That's why you fled.
I said any and you left.
I fled to Philly, which then became the fattest city. I'm just like carrying the weight around the country. But actually, one more thing about this. It's kind of interesting. The Men's Fitness Survey looked at a bunch of things, not just sort of obesity, but also they had these kind of quantifiers for laziness, boozing, watching TV, access to parks, government advocacy of fitness. And so Las Vegas, you know, people drink a lot in Las Vegas. But the guy who wrote this article is like, look, that's not us. That's the thousands and thousands of people that come here to drink. And
he may have a point there. Yes.
Yeah. If it's by number of bars, you know, that doesn't have anything to do with people there. That was kind of interesting.
It is interesting.
But I'm coming for you, Vegas.
Matthew Martinez, our senior supervising producer.
I have.
And chapeau wearer.
And chapeau. Oh, merci.
We didn't say it was cute.
Goodness gracious. It's a good thing there's a mic on. I have the most emailed from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, and it is the story that I talked about a couple days ago. Remember the guy up in Vancouver who says that he may be John F. Kennedy's illegitimate son? Well, he's come forward with his name, and actually I saw a picture, but I couldn't print it out because the internet hates me. His name's Jack Worthington. And here is the real kicker. Here it is. His birthday, November 22nd, 1961.
Oh, that's creepy.
So.
That's creepy.
If JFK is his father, if it's proved through DNA that JFK is his father would have been assassinated on his second birthday.
Very, very
creepy. But we don't know yet. We don't know. They're asking the Kennedys for DNA.
That is to be continued.
To be continued.
And have the Kennedys said that they'll do it? That they'll provide?
No, they have not said yet. So we're waiting to see.
Interesting. I'm going to finish up with one of the most popular from CNN, the TV show 24. You know you love it. Probably the biggest casualty of the writer's strike. It is going to be on hold until 2009. They realized to try to make this high-end drama, they only had 8 episodes in the can. They couldn't get them all out in time. They wanted to show them all in sequence. So they decided better for the fans to do it right, do it the right way, but you have to wait until 2009. But for folks who like How I Met Your Mother, that's back March 17th.
Yay.
Just in case you were worried. My name is Earl, April 3rd. Cold Case back on March 30th, but all these are going to only have 9 episodes, 8 episodes, 5 episodes, but 24 fans, hold it till 09.
You know, it's funny, I know it's 2008, but 2009 still just as a number, I'm going to be an old man 50 years away.
And that almost does it for the most, for these stories anyway. You can find the links on our website, npr.org/Brian Park.